Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 14th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Heart failure patients with reduced or mildly reduced ejection fraction. Baseline characteristics of the low-dose digoxin outcome decision trial. This report provided the detailed baseline characteristics of patients enrolled in the DECI-SION trial. It established the specific clinical profile of contemporary heart failure patients with reduced or mildly reduced left ventricular ejection fraction who are receiving low-dose digoxin or placebo. The report positioned these patient characteristics against those observed in previous cardiac glycoside trials, such as DIG and DIGIT-HF, providing a comparative context for future outcome data. The study design, a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled outcome trial, demonstrated its focus on evaluating digoxin's effects in this defined population. Article number 2. Finerenone and quality of life in heart failure, component-level analyses and clinical relevance of the Kansas City Cardiomyopathy Questionnaire. Finerenone improved the overall health status of patients with heart failure with mildly reduced or preserved ejection fraction, as measured by the aggregate 23-item Kansas City Cardiomyopathy Questionnaire score. This pre-specified analysis from the FINEARTS-HF trial contextualized these improvements, demonstrating the clinical relevance of KCCQ changes for both patients and clinicians. The findings enhanced the understanding of how finerenone impacts patient quality of life in this specific heart failure population. Article number 3. Infective endocarditis after arrhythmia device implantation in cardiac surgery patients. This nationwide registry-based study identified the risk of infective endocarditis after cardiac implantable electronic device implantation within 30 days of cardiac surgery. The study established specific risk factors associated with this complication in patients undergoing first-time cardiac surgery in Sweden. Findings demonstrated that patients in this cohort without previous cardiac implantable electronic devices experience an increased risk of infective endocarditis. These results highlight the need for vigilance and targeted strategies in this vulnerable patient population. Article number 4. Impact of combined anticoagulant and antiplatelet therapy in older patients with atrial fibrillation, ANAFIE subanalysis. This ANAFIE subanalysis evaluated the clinical outcomes of combined oral anticoagulant and antiplatelet therapy versus oral anticoagulant monotherapy in patients aged 75 years or older with non-valvular atrial fibrillation. The study established the differential impact of these two treatment approaches on clinical endpoints in an elderly Japanese cohort. The findings provided crucial comparative data for managing older atrial fibrillation patients, informing decisions about optimal antithrombotic strategies. This prospective multicenter observational study contributes to understanding medication effects in a high-risk population. Article number 5. Clinical validation of a novel pressure microcatheter-based non-hyperemic pressure ratio, SUPREME 2 study. This SUPREME 2 study introduced and described the constant resistance ratio, a novel non-hyperemic pressure ratio derived from piezo-resistive pressure microcatheter measurements. The investigation performed repeated measurements to compare the diagnostic performance of this constant resistance ratio against fractional flow reserve in coronary lesions with 30% to 90% diameter stenosis. The study established the operational methodology for applying this new microcatheter-based technique to assess coronary physiology. Its findings provided a direct comparison between these two assessment modalities, enhancing understanding of non-hyperemic pressure ratios. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.